small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Christy Stratton.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What just happened?
Pat, no one cares.
Yes, they care.
Two people's like, did Christy die?
No.
And you're like, no, she's very much alive.
No, who else? First of all, who else is here?
Oh, I am. Kyle Madsen.
Also, our co-host from last week's episode, Mike Beats, is here because he's a Patreon subscriber. And if you're in the area, I said your name, right? Correct? And if you're in the, Mike Beats.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're in the area, you can sit in. So he gets to see Christy with no makeup on tonight.
I wish you'd have told me. I would at least put on a lipstick or a little blusher.
You look fantastic.
Oh, stop.
Great. You look great. Now Christy's here.
I'm aging. Thank you. I'm here.
Everyone's aging. We're all every day we're dying.
Yeah.
We're all dying every day. Josh Fitzgerald said, "Hey, Rock Solid. Yay, Christy's coming back. I'm so happy to hear that. I wish I was local so I could sit in with you guys."
Oh.
And you remember Josh Fitzgerald from the Bee Gees episode.
Yes.
And he and I did an ABBA episode a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
It was fun. Mm. That guy brings it.
Yeah.
It's a guy that I had on last week. Did not bring it. Mike Beats.
And he was probably debating you about things, just like getting right in your face.
We did
Lincoln Douglas style.
We did Minnesota bands, and he brought me an unbelievable book about Minnesota bands. I love it.
Really?
It was a great
book.
Yep.
It went on eBay for $45. I was kidding. So Christy, you've been every time I look on Facebook, you're on vacation. You vacation more than 45 does.
No, I just went to Hawaii.
For a month?
No, a few days.
And has school started in your household yet?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's like school's starting. And then you're like, yeah, school's starting. Right?
Yeah, that means homework that I have to do because they give second graders homework that's too hard for them.
Yeah. Wait till you can't do the homework. And it's going to happen. Wait till you're on YouTube trying to figure out math problems. Mm. Just like, I don't know. And sometimes I'm just like, you're going to have to ask the teacher tomorrow.
Right.
That's what they get paid for.
My mother.
My job
never
is to pack your lunch.
Right? My mother never once helped me with a single word of anything ever.
I swear to God, my parents would say, "Do you have homework tonight?" I'd say, "No." And they'd go, "Okay." That was it.
Hey, Pat never had any homework.
Never had any homework. And then if I did do my homework in front of the TV on the floor,
sure.
TV on.
Yep. Greatest
awful.
American hero.
My parents never
look at what's happened to me.
They never instilled reading in me. Like it was never like, why don't you read a book? Never. Never.
Yeah. Mine either. I didn't really start to really like reading until far into adulthood.
Yeah. It's weird. Cause you're probably like, Johnny, look at these books. And he's probably into, but they're all into books. Kids love books.
No, not my kid. He's still like, ugh, where's the iPad? Can I play Shoots the Warriors? I don't know. I just made that up. But
it's a good game. Maybe we brainstorm that after this.
Right.
Shoots the Warriors.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Well, I'm so happy you're back.
Yeah. This was a tough one, by the way. And here's why.
Now, if I ever give you a tough one, you can
no.
Reject it.
No, I'm up to a challenge. Because here's what. I do my own criteria, like for whatever the thing. And for album sides, it had to be something that I owned as like a cassette or an album.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't.
Okay, right.
So
all the ones I picked,
like,
I own.
Okay. And I didn't want to do like, I'm not bringing Damn the Torpedoes. I'm not bringing the Cars. I'm not bringing, you know, I'm not, because that's any Zeppelin. So, okay. I eliminated like that. Mm-hmm. So it had to be something that I loved,
right,
but not a single second of a dud.
Okay. Yeah.
On there, like on, at least in my opinion.
You mean on the side? Now,
right, on the side.
Because like Journey Frontier, side one is amazing, and side two stinks to high heaven.
So it was really, there were a lot of things that I'm like, well, this is almost, but technically this one song, or there's two covers on this side, and I don't know if that's legit.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So.
Yeah, it was weird because like I looked through some Beatles albums and I was like, I don't like every song on this side. I don't think every song is good on this side. You know what I mean? So
And just be warned, especially to this one, mm-hmm. according to Kyle, I'm about to hit you with a lot of soft rocks. I mean, a lot of soft rocks coming your way.
That's okay.
Just be prepared to just have a nice, mellow, have fine smoothness time.
And we have three listeners that sent songs from what they deem is a perfect album size. So we'll mix those in as we go along.
Oh, fun.
So, Kyle, do you have anything new happening? Kyle's engaged for the second time.
Yeah.
And
yay.
I can't wait to meet your third fiance.
They say that one's a charm.
All right. I can't believe I clunked up the show for that.
That's fine.
Would you like to start since it's been a long time since you've said anything or played any music?
I would love to. When I heard about this, there was the first one that came to my mind is Carole King Tapestry. Like the first that was like, yes. And that first side is amazing. I'm going to tell you what the first side is and then I'll play my, is that how we do it?
Or yeah, I think that's a good way.
Okay. And this is from 1971. I feel the earth move so far away. It's too late. Home again, beautiful and way over yonder. And I'm going to start by playing side one, track one. I feel the earth move.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
And side two is no clunker either.
It's all amazing and wonderful. And it was funny because I don't know if this is a Grammy, like there's record of the year and song of the year. You know how they do that?
One's for
the songwriter, one's for the song.
Or the producer or the singer.
Well, what's interesting, and usually it's in that category, it's the same song for both categories, but she got like record of the year for It's Too Late. And then song of the year. Did I get up?
What happened there?
Sorry.
And then song of the year for You've Got a Friend. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, this other one I'm going to play is called Home Again, which is not one of the bigger songs, but it's just this beautiful song, and I love it.
Wonder if I'm ever going to make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. Someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see.
Growing up in an apartment with my single mom, like that was just the always on, always Carole King Tapestry. It's just a masterpiece from beginning to end, but that first side is especially good.
On the CNN documentary, The 70s, Tom Hanks said, if you were lucky after church, you got to ride home with the girls and then you could listen to Tapestry in the car. That's what he said.
It's just
now,
so great.
Here's what cracks me up. And I've said this before in the show, but not when you've been on. Tapestry was released in February of 1971. And her follow-up album to Tapestry was released in December of 1971. Couldn't they let it breathe a little bit, folks?
Especially one that was on the charts for like a long, long time.
I know. And the follow-up's good. It's called Music, but it's not Tapestry.
I've always wanted to recreate that cover. You know, like our...
You have to have a cat in there.
No, I got to get some kind of animal,
just get a stuffed cat.
Oh, that would be
really easy
funny.
To pose it.
It would be very easy.
I mean a stuffed cat that used to be alive.
Right, like a taxidermy.
Yeah, taxidermy cat.
Boom.
All right, I'm next up. That was pretty... You started off with soft, but you
I started soft.
No one can dispute that.
It's softness?
Yes, it's softness and that it's
and,
great.
And right, yes.
Okay, Kyle, now the order mine are in isn't necessarily what I'm going to play, but I did mark the songs one and two. Like I have the whole side there.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, I'm going to stay in the same year.
Oh.
I'm going to stay in 1971.
Okay.
It's an album by Rod Stewart. It's called Every Picture Tells a Story.
Oh my gosh, I almost picked this. Side two. Did
side two, yes.
I almost picked it, but there's two covers. Those two covers at the, and I, oh my gosh, that's so
it's
funny.
Okay, I didn't, these two covers feel funny. Like they're originals.
Agreed.
So, you know, it starts off with Maggie May. I'm not going to play Maggie May. Everyone knows Maggie May.
Mandolin Wind?
Mandolin Wind is what we're going to play.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Let's hear Mandolin Wind.
When the rain came, I thought you'd leave. 'Cause I knew how much you loved the sun. But you chose to stay and keep me warm. Through the darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love ya.
So good. This is Rod's best album.
So good.
I mean, I like the 80s stuff and I like the disco-y stuff, but this is great.
Great.
Like people that are say like, ugh, Rod Stewart with the standards and the hair, you got to listen to this. And so then the other one, which I forget which two, what was the other one?
I Know I'm Losing You.
And then it ends with Reason to Believe, but let's hear I Know I'm Losing You.
Your love is fading.
So great.
Tremendous. That's so funny.
I know. So he was doing Faces albums. He would do a Faces album and then he'd do a solo album, then a Faces album, then a solo album. It's kind of like what Phil Collins did in the 80s. Mm. But the Rod Stewart albums, for me, are so much better than the Faces albums. And that's me.
You know, I don't have any of their individual albums.
Yeah, yeah.
I have like a best of, and there's a lot of great songs, but I'm like, oh, not all of these are great.
Yeah, but that must have been tough. Like, hey, dude, how come the solo albums are great and we're still...
We're just like, meh.
How come you just pulled up in a Rolls Royce and we took the bus?
Yeah.
All right. You want to go for one of the listeners' things and see what they got?
Oh, sure.
All right. Who are we going to go first? Okay. Let's go with... Okay. West Anthony. He says, here they are. Share and enjoy. Tell Christy she's awesome. Howdy.
Ooh.
I wish I could sit in on this episode, but it's not possible this time. However, my pick for a perfect album side is side one of the Smithereens' first album, Especially for You. And the first track he wants to hear is a song called Strangers When We Meet.
She told me Sunday, baby, told her we can't go on this way. She said, take care of me. Please don't look my way when you see me on the street. We will still be strangers when we meet.
I like that very much.
Yeah.
I've never heard this Smithereens
me
album,
neither.
So I don't know if this is really a perfect album side or not, but if that's any indication so far,
so good.
We're doing well.
Yeah.
What else did he write here? He says, Strangers When We Meet, which was inspired by the 1960 film of the same name starring Kim Novak and Kirk Douglas.
Oh.
All right. Then he wants to jump to track five, which is called I Don't Want to Lose You, and it says, which I will argue is one of the most perfect rock songs ever recorded. Strong words, West. Strong words.
Yeah.
Turn me with that look on your face, the kind of spot on every place. But if you can't love me, then I'll have to go. But first there's something that you should know.
from those two songs, yeah. I'll say, okay, that's probably a perfect album sign.
Yeah.
Good job, West Anthony.
I like that.
Everyone was into it except for Mike. He was texting. You're taking notes. That's what you're doing. You're writing. You're going, oh, I got to get that music.
I just wrote that it sounds like it's a shame about Ray.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Mike's taking personal notes, and then he's going to go home and write a manifesto.
It's never good when someone has a manifesto.
No, it's not. Isn't that just like a blog?
It's like a death blog.
Oh, don't do that, Mike. Christy, you're
okay.
Up.
This next one was an album that has been near and dear to my heart ever since I was in middle school, and my friend Bubba gave it to me.
Now, is Bubba a girl or a boy?
A boy. Speaking in Tongues, Talking Heads. It was really difficult to decide which side, but I did pick side one.
Okay.
That's Burning Down the House, Making Flippy Floppy, Girlfriend is Better, Slippery People, and I Get Wild, Wild Gravity. And I'm going to play first, Girlfriend is Better.
I, no need to worry.
Great. And we get asked a lot why we don't play more Talking Heads, so thank you for doing
that.
Oh,
good. Yeah. It's funny because I tried also to not play anything that I've played before, and I'm
right.
Like, didn't I bring this to the album show? And I looked it up, and I didn't, so yeah. I was thrilled.
Okay, cool.
This next song is called Slippery People.
Put away that gun. This party's simple.
Very nice.
Right?
Very nice.
It's a very good album.
Yes.
From beginning to end. And it was a real like coin toss on which side. But those two songs are.
And I like that we're not, that you're also not playing the hits.
I don't
know. We've heard,
no,
you
right.
don't need them.
We love Burning Down the House.
Yeah.
But why not, you know,
yeah.
dig a little deeper is
exactly.
what I'm saying.
I'm going to throw out.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Pardon me.
Ah, yeah.
I'm going to throw out an apology. This is one that I just missed making the list. It's side one of Rush's Moving Pictures.
Okay.
Tom
okay.
Sawyer.
Yes.
Red Barchetta. Then I don't even like instrumentals, but YYZ is phenomenal. And then Limelight.
Yeah. Okay.
No, what?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm with you.
Look,
I
it's okay
it
because chicks
because
don't like Rush.
No, I like Rush, but the instrumental things.
Oh, it's so good.
But that one is good.
That is really good. Dun, 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 dun,
that is like Eruption.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't find a Van Halen side. I looked.
I did too.
I couldn't find one. There's always like something I'm like, mm.
That I got closest, I think, just the first side of the first one.
Yeah.
But there was something in it that... What is it? Because I did the same thing. And I loved Fair Warning growing up. But
yeah,
then
yeah.
I'm like, oh, there was always something.
Yeah, there's like, oh, you know, I like One Foot Out the Door, but is everyone going to like that? What's side one of Van Halen, the first album?
I'm scrolling down. Okay. Running with the Devil.
Yes.
Eruption.
Sure.
You Really Got Me.
Yep.
Ain't Talking About Love.
Uh-huh.
I'm the One.
I don't like I'm the One that much.
Hey, guess which one's not a single?
Yeah, I'm the One. Yeah, that would
maybe that's what bumped us. Maybe that's what
maybe.
Bumped us. Yeah.
If you flip that with Jamie's Crying.
No kidding.
That's a perfect
oh,
side.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep.
Whoever sequenced that fucked up. It didn't sell anything. All right, I'm going to go with this guy from Detroit. Not Ted Nugent.
Bob is it RoboCop?
Bob Seger.
Oh.
Going to go with Bob Seger. A lot of people like Night Moves. I like Night Moves, but I like Stranger in Town better. And so I went with side one of Stranger in Town. Now that's got Hollywood Nights on it. We all know that song.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's got old time rock and roll on it. We're sick of that song. but the one I picked, did I pick Still the Same to play? Nope. It's got Still the Same on it.
Yeah,
that's great.
Pretty good.
So I picked the last two on side one. Let's hear Till It Shines.
Take away my inhibition. Take away my solitude. Fire me up with your resistance. Put me in the mood. Storm the walls around this prison. Leave the inmates free, the guards. Deal me up another future from some brand new deck of cards. Take the chip off of my shoulder. Smooth out all the lines. Take me out among the rustling pines.
That's the Muscle Shoals rhythm section on that track.
Terrific.
You like that song? How are you on Seeger? You like Bob Seeger?
I appreciate him. I wish I got more into the, you know, deeper things.
Yeah.
But he's terrific.
How are you on Siegel?
Yeah, how are you on Mike Siegel?
Man.
Not someone. I get it.
He's a drug addict.
Bob Siegel. That's a terrible name, isn't it? Bob Siegel. The Bob Siegel.
I wonder if anyone in his family is named Bob Siegel.
It has to be.
There's got to be someone.
Right.
Rob Siegel.
Okay, now let's,
better.
Since we're talking about this, we got Bob Siegel, and then what's his band? And the, is it the Silver Menorah Band? What is Bob Siegel's band?
The White Snowball.
White Snowballs.
There's White Snowballs. And then I also picked the last track on side one, which is Feel Like a Number. Mm. Do you know this one?
It's from Sesame Street.
I take my card and I stand in line.
We didn't get to the chorus, but that's okay.
How was that not on Sesame Street? Feel like a 7, feel like an 8.
Maybe it was.
Maybe it was.
That'd yeah.
So who knows? I still like that Elvis Costello one. The what is it? The monsters went and ate my red 2.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Oh my God. And then Elmo's dressed up like Elvis Costello. Like he's got glasses on and a hat and they sing together. Are you looking that up?
No, I was seeing if this was on Sesame Street, but
how
it's
dare
not.
You? Maybe you find the Elvis Costello one later.
I would love it if to discover at this point in all of our lives that Bob Seger was on Sesame Street. That would just make my life, really. I exaggerate.
He does
maybe just
look
make my
like
day.
A Muppet a little bit.
Bob Seger does with that beard?
Yeah.
He could have been in Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
You guys, the Muppets are coming to the bowl, y'all. Who got their tickets? The mans are going.
Now that's a nighttime event.
It's a nighttime
How's
event.
Johnny hold up at a nighttime event? You'll have wine, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give a little bit to Johnny.
Just a little. No, he'll be all right. I mean, he'll be a butt after a couple hours, but. You
then
know.
You whip out. Is there Wi-Fi there? You whip out the iPad while you're there? Put him on the hotspot?
You know what? Like, we're pretty good about not giving him the things, but mainly because we don't want the other parents to look at us and judge.
Now
it's
we
like a
shame thing.
Yeah. And that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. Gary will be more like, ugh, fine. I'm like, no, you have to draw or whatever. And he's like, what? And I'm like, fine, I'll play, you know, tic-tac-toe or whatever.
Now we, our kids are the age that we just miss that iPad and really games on the phone and stuff. We just miss that. So we just had to tough it out with, I kept crayons and colored pencils and just a thing in notebook, a thing of like copy paper, like a 500 in the cars. Because if you got to a restaurant where they didn't have anything, you just run out. I'm going to go out and get the crayons and some paper.
Get worked. The kit and caboodle full of arts and craft supplies. In. Yeah.
We're going to go right to you. We'll hit these other two listeners in a little bit.
Okay. So I have a couple here. My next couple are like, oh, you wouldn't traditionally think of these. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've played this, but I might have. So I apologize for that. B-52's first album. This is side two, which is Lava, There's a Moon in the Sky Called the Moon, Hero Worship, 6060842, and Downtown. I'm going to play first Lava.
I'm not saying they're not on my radar the way, like, you know, other bands of this ilk from that time period are.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I like Blondie and Cars and I like all those bands, but this is something, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just, I don't know why it caught my eye, first of all, that album cover, and that you wouldn't hear them on the radio. You had to have them, like you had to hear them on vinyl.
Like,
but
people would play this at parties.
Yes.
Like when I was in college, this would be, you know, and it wasn't just Rock Lobster. They'd put a whole album on.
Right. And I didn't pick that side because, like, that's a little too novelty for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I like how they kind of straddled that. Like, we're going to have fun, but have some good songs. And anyway, this one's my favorite song on the album. It's called Hero Worship.
It's I'm always interested if bands sold albums, so I'm looking. This album went platinum, then the next two albums went gold, and then Bouncing Off the Satellites didn't go gold, but then Cosmic Thing went four times platinum.
Yeah,
and Good Stuff went gold, and so, like, I would have thought, oh, they probably didn't sell a lot of albums like the Tubes did. No, they didn't sell a lot. These people sold a lot of albums.
They did.
Yeah,
well, it kind of before it was kind of they were this edgy, and then they kind of made it more poppy and people fell in love with them.
Now, I saw them live at the Universal Amphitheater in 1999. It was the Pretenders and B-52s.
Mm.
Pretenders opened. And I thought that was, I didn't think that was, I thought, oh, I would have thought it was the other way.
Well, that's interesting.
But they've followed them, no problem. Yeah, it worked out nicely.
Yeah.
I'm a Pretenders fan. That's my band. So
I
I'm like,
in fact, I was gonna.
You know,
Pretenders 2 was almost made the cut, but I'm like, you know, it's. I just.
No, I didn't bring a Pretenders, I didn't do a Pretenders, but I did. Right. I did bring one of my favorite albums from 1980.
Yeah. Oh.
By Mr. William Joel.
Okay. Okay.
I brought side one of Glass Houses.
Hmm.
Uh oh.
No. Remind me what's on that side.
Side one of Glass Houses has You May Be Right, Sometimes a Fantasy, Don't Ask Me Why, Still Rock and Roll to Me, and All for Lana.
Yeah, it's solid. That you're not, there's no fluff in there.
And what am I playing first, Kyle?
Sometimes a Fantasy.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I didn't want to do it, but I got too lonely. I had to call you up in the middle of the night. No, it's awful hard to try to make love a long distance, but I really needed stimulation. Though it was only my imagination, it's just a fantasy. Oh, it's not the real thing.
talk about selling albums.
Yeah.
The Stranger sells 10 million, then 52nd Street sells 7 million, and then Glass Houses sells 7 million.
Really? I would have thought that that would have sold more than 52nd Street. I'm surprised by that. I'm pointing and gesticulating your direction.
And then
showing surprise.
And then this Nylon Curtain takes a big dip down to 2 million.
Oh.
But then Innocent Man, 7 million again. Yeah. Right back up. We just saw him in May at the Dodger Stadium.
Oh, how was that show?
Well, Pilar bought me tickets for my birthday, and she's not a concert person, but she's like,
sure.
She's like, these are pretty good seats. I'm pretty sure these are pretty good seats. And so in my head, I'm like, it's Dodger Stadium. There's not really a good seat. So we were directly in front of the stage, but then it was like the people in the front and then like field, empty field where no one could be, and then the seats. But they had giant screens, so it was good. Mm-hmm. And Pink came out and sang with them. And
I read about that.
And Axl Rose came out. And they sang Highway to Hell, because that's not a Guns N' Roses song or a Billy Joel song. So let's do a cover.
And was it good?
When Axl Rose came out to sing Highway to Hell, everyone got out of their seats.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, everyone got up.
Why? Because is he drunkenly spilling beer on everyone?
No, we all got up and left.
Oh.
Okay, and then what was my second tune I picked from this?
Second tune was All for Lana.
I love All for Lana so much.
She stood on the tracks, waving her arms, leading me to that third rail shock. Quick as a wink, she changed her mind.
Think Billy Joel, will he ever record another album? I mean, when you're a songwriter, don't songs and melodies pop in his head all the time?
I don't know. Because if you've said all there is to say about mm-hmm. the life experience.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Because I'm the same way. I've got an idea about something, even if I don't see it to completion, I will write it down.
Right,
I'll be
right.
Like, this can be something else and blah, blah, blah. But But I don't, maybe not. Maybe yeah. like, eh.
Because then it's, 1993 was the last studio album, sold 5 million. But I mean, and now the expectation is, the disappointment factor is big if, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's tough.
Or finding that inspiration, like with yeah. Knopfler, he'll have these records that have songs like, when Mason and Dixon met and formed the Mason Dixon line, or
right.
about the Ray Kroc song,
yeah.
like whatever, like finding these, because you've had so many songs yeah. about love and heartbreak and whatever, and it's just finding those things. And I can imagine if there isn't something that he just has a story he has to tell to kind of like, meh, I'm just gonna,
I'm good.
Everyone's
I've got
good
some
with
money.
Me. My friend Chuck, who's a writer, has this funny story about when he went and stayed with Billy Joel and Katie Lee. Like they flew him out because at the time when Billy and Katie were married, they wanted to do a show. Like she wanted to do a show about our lives. And so
like a reality show.
Well, no, like a scripted show.
Oh, okay.
And so my friend kind of went and met them and interviewed them and kind of was just part of their lives for a day or two. But one story that made me laugh, and Chuck is really tall.
Okay.
And Billy was reaching for something in the kitchen, and Chuck is tall, and he went to get it, and he's like, I've got it. I'm fine. And that just made me laugh. Because I don't know that he's particularly short, man.
I think he is short.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
Chuck is very tall, but I've got it. Thanks.
Well, this was the first time I saw Billy Joel in 27 years. I saw him in 83, 86, 89, and then nothing until...
Really? Now. And he's been around.
And he was great.
Yeah.
He was really great. And he was very much more self-deprecating than he never was. And he was really funny and really... Hmm. And I like that. I was glad.
I think I've seen him in Anaheim 10 years ago yeah. or something. I don't know what.
And you know how they say, how people are like, oh, this is my best side. This is my side or that's my side. And I never believed that. But man, his piano was on like a rotating thing. So at one point he'd be facing that way and then he could face directly here and then he could face the other way. And when he was facing the other way, it was like, ooh. That's not you. That's not your really? Good, that's not your side, Billy. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's interesting.
It was really crazy.
Huh.
Yeah.
I love that you noticed that.
Down the middle, great.
Like you're like lost in the music and having and a good time.
Oh, it's the Toxic Avengers up on the screen.
Two-Face.
Oh my goodness. Oh no. Oh no. Well.
Back to you.
Two pianos. I've got Elton John up next.
All right.
Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. There are four sides. Mm-hmm. And they're all terrific. And this particular side I picked doesn't have any, you know, singles, but it's, I mean, I think these songs are terrific. This is side three.
So far, I've agreed with your sides, but I don't know if you've agreed with my sides. So
I agree with your sides.
Feel free.
Rod Stewart, I couldn't have gone more crazy than I did.
You went crazy with that one.
Yeah, I did go pretty crazy. Okay. Side three is Sweet Painted Lady, the ballad of Danny Bailey, Dirty Little Girl, and All the Girls Love Alice.
Yeah, this is the non-hit side.
Yeah, but the songs are fantastic. This first one is Sweet Painted Lady.
I'm back on dry land once again. Opportunity awaits me like a rat in a drain. We're all hunting honey with money to burn. Just a short time to show you the tricks that we learn. If boys all behave themselves here, well, there's some pretty young ladies and beer in the rear. You won't need a gutter to sleep tonight. Oh, the prices they charge you will see you all right. So she lays down beside me again.
Okay, and this next one is The Ballad of Danny Bailey, 1909 to 1934.
Is that the time code we're playing it from?
No.
Help pull the trigger that cut short his life. And there's nothing that I knew him the way that we did. Sure enough, he was a wild one.
I have a desert island question for you.
Okay. Ooh.
You go to a desert island.
Sure.
You can only take songs that were written by Lennon and McCartney or songs that were written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Elton John and Bernie Taupin.
Same here. Absolutely. Not even a question. I don't even have to think about it.
I don't either. You're on an island. Like those songs are... They tell stories. Mm-hmm. They pull at you emotionally.
Yeah.
Not that Lennon and McCartney aren't amazing.
I mean, yeah, it's the Beatles.
No,
it's crazy.
Right. And they do have those songs too. But there's just something that's more that I connect more. Even though in this particular album, there's all these little stories of things that I can't even relate to, but yet I can access and somehow in the beautiful like melodies that go in very interesting places. And I'm totally with you.
Yeah, me too. And I think that's what April said too, right? Mm-hmm. Well, she said it like she's like, dude, come on, jams. I think that's what she said.
That's how she talks.
Well, I know it's not.
It's not. She's much more articulate than
much
that, guys.
Well, I have an Elton John album too. I have an 80s era.
Oh.
I love that. I love the 80s. I love the Elton John 80s stuff.
Okay.
I mean, that 70s stuff.
Okay.
You're just like, no one, how many songs, hit songs can you write in the 70s? Crazy what they wrote.
Crazy.
But the big comeback album, and we heard a little bit of it at the beginning when Kyle.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
From 1983, Too Low for Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I went with side two. Side two's got Crystal, Kiss the Bride, Whipping Boy, Saint, and One More Arrow. And did I go with
Whipping Boy?
Whipping Boy first.
I won't be your whipping boy. I won't be your whipping boy.
I wanted to get to the bridge there. I love that part. You're not familiar with Too Low for Zero?
I'm not.
Great album. What about you, Mike? You familiar with the album? Get out of here.
In fifth grade, we had to read a book called The Whipping Boy, and no one read it, and every single person failed the test.
What grade was this?
Fifth grade.
What happens when you fail? When the whole class fails in fifth grade?
Our teacher was just dumbfounded.
And none of you read it? Did you get together? Like, you little, like...
No, it was just, like, it was so bad, I think, that we just didn't read it. And then she was like, all right, we're just going to read a different book.
Wow. That's I didn't know that you could do that.
That's a teacher that sticks to her guns. She didn't say, no, you little, you...
I'm the teacher here.
You're going to read it.
We never took another test on it. I think we read it aloud in class, and then everyone else still had to read a different book.
Did you hate when you had to get up and read out loud in front of the class?
Yeah. I hated it when we did it here the other day.
We did an all request show from the listeners, and we had to read the requests, me, Kyle, and Murray. Abysmal.
It was like we just
it was like we never learned how to read
yesterday, and then
it was unbelievable. And
when
my turn was coming up, I'd have the paper, and I'm like, all right, need to get through this.
I would pre-read it,
and I'm just like trying to read so slow, but and then we would fuck up, and we would just laugh. I'm like, I cannot believe we can't read. This is terrible. So later down the road, we're going to do an all dedication show, and I'm going to get an actor to come in and actually read the dedications.
That's so funny.
I'm going to get someone of note to come in here just to read the dedications.
Get a good cold reader.
All I'm going to say is this guy was in some movies.
Schwarzenegger?
Wouldn't that be fun? No, he's in a movie. He's in The Graduate, Straw Dogs, and Tootsie. I'm not going to say anything else. What if you could get Dustin Hoffman to read these dedications?
That would be amazing, Pat, is what, I mean.
It's never going to happen.
I bet you could get Nicolas Cage. He doesn't say no to anything.
That would be all right.
Yeah.
I bet he's a horrible reader. He's in Ghost Rider. He's got to be a horrible reader. He can't read scripts.
I know.
Before he takes the gig.
You guys, I feel bad for him.
Why? Because he has a gambling addiction?
Just all of it. Like, he's a real talent. That is now.
He is good. I mean, yeah, he was
become, you know, a joke.
A joke.
I feel bad. Mm-hmm. He's got a gift.
We won't make fun anymore.
Well, no, you can make fun of him. I don't know him. I just feel the need to just defend, have a counterpoint to your point, right?
Right.
Debate is the theme of the show.
Did you ever see the remake of The Wicker Man?
No.
That he's in.
I still need to watch that.
What about you, Mike? Have you seen? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Does he like punch? He's like dressed as a bear at one point, and then he punches a woman.
Oh, it's ridiculous!
Yells about.
Have you ever
toast?
Seen the original Wicker Man?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why say punch? What? Like he punches like an old woman, and it looks like it's from like a British sketch. The way they're like standing, and he like just turns
it's
and like
terrible.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
And he's covered in bees at one point.
It's ridiculous.
Okay. I've seen like the real.
You got to see it. You got to rent it. Buy it. Buy it on 4K disc. Okay, and then this side closes out with Saint and One More Arrow. And which one are we going to hear?
Saint.
These are both great songs, great ballads.
But you got that shortcut way about you. Now it's going to stay you down. You cook much better on a lower flame. You burn much better when the sun goes down.
So this was the first album that him and Taupin wrote the entire album together since Rock of the Westies.
Okay.
So it was like, I think like 9 years that they would write a few songs here and there, like Empty Garden and things. Oh, I know. It's so good.
But this, like that song is a good song. Some of those records from that era just just fall under the weight of that 80s production. Yeah. Like, if you think of that in the, with the production that they had for Goodbye Yellow Brick Road,
it's just, I agree.
The kind of pared down.
I agree.
That's, I love What'd Shoulder Pads. Share? I mean, I am always down for a shoulder pad.
That album is one that people hate, but I love it.
Jump Up.
I love it so much. That's the one that has
Empty Garden?
Blue Eyes and Empty Garden on it.
I love Blue
and
Eyes.
And Ball and Chain. I don't know if you know that song. Pete Townsend plays acoustic guitar on
it. Like a ball and chain. Yeah.
Hanging around with my heart. I love you. Do a great Elton. Do that again. Like a ball and chain.
Thank you.
I've never seen Elton John yet still.
I saw him in the 80s, but it was like the early to mid 80s. I must have seen him in Dallas.
Okay.
And it was tremendous. And I think, have I seen him since? I guess not. Yeah.
I saw John F. Kennedy in Dallas once. Not good.
Oh,
not good. Not a good show.
Is mind blowing?
Yes, kind of. Very nice. Should we go to a listener?
Yes. All right.
Now, this is a band I've never even heard of.
Ooh.
This is James Sandlin. I got to read this now that I talked about how terrible I read.
Don't screw it up, Pat.
James says, in my opinion, TV on the Radio, that's the band.
Yes.
TV on the Radio's 2008 album, Dear Science, is damn near perfect from start to finish. But if I have to pick a side, then side A it is.
Do they even decide sides at this point in the 2000s?
I don't know.
All right, go on.
I think you can just...
You can just split it up 5 and 5.
Well, I mean, they do release a lot of stuff on vinyl, yeah. So I guess...
All right.
And he said, keep up the great work and thanks. And so what two songs are we going to hear off this?
The first one is Crying.
Okay, let's hear Crying.
It's just a baby.
I like it so far.
Laugh in the face of death on the masthead. Hold your breath through late break and disaster. Mix the moves of the trite. Codes, feelings, meant global. Like coke in the nose of the nobles. Keeps it alive. Riots and the race is on fire. In the music tanks with no red lights in sight.
All right, now this isn't my thing. But that doesn't mean that this, if this is your thing, that this isn't a perfect album song.
Right.
What did you think, Kyle?
I was basically going to say, like, this isn't the kind of music I like.
This is defined as art rock or indie rock or alt rock.
The cover, because I wish that I like this part.
Yeah.
But I wish that the band name was written like Dear Science. Like,
what's in the background of it? Is it a?
It looks like it's like on one of those like funeral boards.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But it's like they forgot to put the TV on the Radio thing up there and then just use the most generic font of all time.
Right.
Boy, I didn't know you had such a strong opinions about fonts.
Love fonts.
Oh my gosh. We're peeling back the layers.
Yep.
Hey, listen to the
That
font.
Was one of the things
listen
before
the font cast, guys.
Before he
won a sans serif.
The font cast. Before he got engaged, he set her down and said, look, I don't like Comic Sans.
here's what's going on the invitations.
Yeah.
Helvetica, take it or leave it.
Don't care if you want kids or not. Don't care if you like pets or not. I don't care. But if you like Comic Sans, we're done.
Wingdings, just for fun.
What's the next song we're going to hear from this? James Sandlin picked this.
Dancing Chews.
Dancing Shoes?
Choose. Choose.
Oh, Dancing Choose.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Choose.
Choose. Like when you choose someone to dance
right.
with. I totally All right. understand.
Let's hear if I want to dance
like a Charleston
to this song.
Choose.
No.
He's a newspaper man, and he gets his best ideas from a newspaper stand. From his boots to his pants, to his comments and his rants, he knows that any little article will do. Though he expresses some confusion about his part in the plan, and he can't understand that he's not in command. The decision's underwritten by the cash in his hand. Bought a sweater for his one or two. Now I'm no madman, but that's insanity. He's before them and
that movie for family. Goes and shows up with more bowls and more cups and the ride from the last time meal erupts. Erupts his hard drive to the leanest months. Shows out the hard cash for the sickest stunts. On aftershave, on gasoline, he flips the page and turns the scene. In my mind I'm drowning butterflies, broken dreams and alibis.
I think I like that song better.
It's like it plays under that mm-hmm. scene in the movie
yeah.
where it's a bunch of jump cuts and the person's disoriented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what actor would be there? The kid from...
Dane DeHaan.
Who?
The kid that's in... he's in Valerian or whatever. It's the newest thing he was in.
Don't use references that I won't get.
He was Green Goblin, the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Too.
Yeah, I knew who you're talking about.
Sure. He's Who's walking the kid around city streets yeah. at night.
That kid.
Totally doesn't know where he is. He's in a stranger in a strange land, and this music mm-hmm. is playing. Jump cuts, now, everyone.
Since I've been doing this from time to time tonight, I want to check out and see if this band is selling albums, and they're not. Okay, so...
but they're pretty big.
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
they're on Interscope Records.
No one sells albums anymore.
You're right. It's all about downloads. We gave our album away for free. Just to get people to come
out. We just drove down Hollywood Boulevard and threw it at people.
If you bring a can of corn, you get into our show for free. And then we donate that to the LA Food Bank. I can't even talk. Every one of those words was wrong. Whose turn is it? Yours.
Me. Oh, okay. For my last one.
This is your last one?
Right. I thought we only supposed to bring five albums.
Did you go through five already?
Yeah, she's almost done. We're in under an hour.
Did you really go through five already?
I went through four. Tapestry, Speaking uh-huh. of Tongues, B-52s, Elton John.
Oh my God, you did.
I did.
Okay. All right.
This one is a legit one, not just one that I think, oh, I like these songs. Mm-hmm. 1979 Supertramp, Breakfast in America. I think everyone agrees, side one, whether or not you like Supertramp is just a classic piece of music. Gone Hollywood, The Logical Song, Goodbye Stranger, Breakfast in America, and Oh Darling. I'm going to play a first Goodbye Stranger. I'm playing a hit, y'all. What?
All right.
What?
Is the undisputed truth. But I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain. Just a thought of those little ladies as they shimmer through my veins. And I'm going shining, shining like brand new. I never look.
Isn't it weird how these, like, this was the album that just broke through for some reason. Just, it was like High Infidelity. It just
right.
all of a sudden, oh, these right. bands have been around a while, but then boom.
Yeah.
You know what? Supertramp, I don't know what it is, but the music, it creeps me out.
Really?
It makes me feel like scared or uneasy.
Really?
So I don't own any Supertramp. It's always made me feel.
Are you afraid they'll come alive and kill you?
I don't know what it is.
I get that. I've got that with Jethro Tull.
Okay.
I like it all.
Yeah.
Skating Away on the Thin Ice of the New Day is one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah.
But it scares me. There's it's all a little weird. Creepy.
And this, I mean, that doesn't sound scary, this right. song you just played, but for some reason, I get a weird feeling when it's on.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe it's something like a repressed memory.
I don't know. Maybe. Because first of all, when I was in college, I loved Super Tramps.
Okay. Okay, Pat. It was all for that, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, I just,
no, you're really
I'm like, hey, I think I have a dumb joke in my head. Let me say it.
Okay. Well, and they were the first, like, I got this record and then years later, like, then all the MTV bands started coming out. And I remember seeing them like, oh, they just look like some dudes.
Yeah.
Like, they just look like dudes.
Yeah.
Remember when rock bands just look like dudes?
And there was no one like you could grab hold
right.
of. It was just like, they're just a bunch of guys.
They're a bunch of guys.
Yeah. Like, they could walk in here right now. Every one of them could walk in here right now, and they could say, hey, we're here to pick up a fridge.
Right.
And you'd be like, cool.
Yeah.
And then they go, we're just kidding. We're Supertramp. You'd be like, really?
Seriously.
One guy has, like, that weight belt on.
Like, I don't even know. I only know Roger Hodgson. I don't even know the members in Supertramp. Rick Davies. Doug Thompson. This doesn't mean anything to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no.
They all just sound like Hodgson. Neighbors.
Yeah. I can just name five names.
I'm going to go up to Doug Thompson's and see if his lawnmower's there.
Cliff Coburn on drums. That's a dad from the school. I'm just making these up.
I would have bought that, though.
David Snell on bass. Dad from the school. Mm. Just name five dads from any school that you go to, and that's the Supertramp.
All right.
They all back Roger Hodgson's. What's the next song?
Oh, the next song is Oh Darling.
Makes me feel like I'm a 7-year-old kid and you made me watch Annabelle Creation. That's how I'm just I don't feel good. It just made me feel really bad.
I'm sorry to hear that. It just, to me, it's just perfection. Like I just, in the songs and the production and anyway, I love
it. They're from Great Britain.
Glasgow.
Oh, okay.
Right? Glasgow, Scotland?
Wow.
That's a terrible accent. I really did.
Were you trying? Oh, you were trying to do an accent?
No.
Glasgow.
Glasgow, Scotland. Aren't I right about that? I mean, look. Everybody?
Kyle could look, but I'll look since he's not.
And that cover. Boy, talk about covers. I always wanted to do that one too.
They're from London, England.
Really? You guys, I think I know. Are you sure?
I'm just reading off Wikipedia.
Hodgson's from... I thought he was from...
Maybe individual members could be from places, but the band...
I genuinely thought I read that, but I'm wrong.
Hodgson is from Portsmouth, Hampshire, England.
All right. Then I'm wrong. Thanks.
I would like for you and I to recreate... the High Infidelity album cover, but you're putting the album on the record player.
That would be amazing. amazing.
If you see that album, that means I would be bare midriff. if you had unlimited access to an amazing photographer, which you do know amazing photographers,
yes.
and unlimited funds, what would be your top five album covers to recreate?
For sure, Breakfast in America.
Okay.
Oh gosh!
Be a sassy waitress.
Oh, I've always Fleetwood Mac rumors.
Well, then who's the guy? Your tall friend who got stuff off the shelf for Billy Joel.
Yeah. I don't know, but that one's definitely
all right.
Or Belladonna. That's a good one,
oh,
right?
Yeah, that's a good one. You got to hold some birds on that one.
Gosh, what you think of some? Do you have any?
Well, no, I don't. This isn't my. This
isn't
is your thing.
You like to do.
No, this is your thing.
I don't know. Maybe the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack as Karen Lynn Gorney.
I do like H2O, Hall & Oates, where you're just all sweaty and you're looking straight at someone.
Okay. All sweaty. Okay. Yeah.
Are they having sex on that cover? That's what it looks like. They're like having sex.
Oh right. For some reason I was thinking of like the one where he's jumping. That's Voices or something.
That's Voices. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
H2O.
Of.
Find H. Show her the H2O cover.
Oh yeah, it's the. Civil War cover.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So sweaty.
Sure.
What are they saying in that? Do you think we could turn the air on? No, I'm okay.
They're going mono on mono. I mean, they are. It's
that's a Hall & Oates song. H2O. It's wet. Water. It's wet. Is sweat considered water, though? H2O?
Yeah.
H2O? It is.
Yes,
salt and water.
Pat.
All right. I'm learning everything. This is from the kid that didn't do his homework.
Do you think they pitch this to use as the whole soundtrack for Halloween H2O?
I don't know. Okay, I have a couple more because I couldn't decide.
Okay,
so it's
that's
okay because then you can just sit.
Then
and
I can
comment.
Just judge and.
Okay, now this is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Okay.
This band gets just slagged constantly.
Okay.
It's not the Eagles. It's just Eagles.
Mm.
But this is one of my favorite albums. It's Hotel California.
Well, yeah, it's a classic album, Pat.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Now, side one is the side I picked.
Okay.
And we don't need to hear Hotel California, and no. we don't need to hear New Kid in Town, and we don't need to hear Life in the Fast Lane.
No.
We've heard those ad nauseum, and yet I still love listening to all three of those songs. I love it. But then, so I'm only playing one song because it's four songs on this side.
Okay.
The last song on this is like one of the greatest Don Henley, Glenn Frey songs ever written, in my opinion. Let's hear. And this, I think this is going to be a long clip. Wasted Time. Mm. What happened?
Don't waste our time.
Yeah.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, here it is.
It's got one.
I don't know what happened. I know what happened. This thing popped out. Okay.
Well, baby, there you stand with your little head down in your hand.
Song makes me cry sometimes. Be warned.
Oh my God, can't believe it's happening again. Your baby's gone and you're all alone, and it looks like the end.
I'm not making eye contact with anyone.
You're back out on the street. And you're trying to remember. Never thought you'd be alone this far down the line. I know what's been on your mind. You're afraid it's all been wasted time.
Oh, I love it.
It's good.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
It's good, or do you love it?
That particular song?
Yeah.
It's great.
You don't like breakup songs. When I play breakup songs, you always kind of always seem to be a little bit, whatever.
You know, I guess it just depends on the breakup song. Like if, I've never thought of that.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a question.
Excellent. I'm ready to answer.
What?
Anything about Scotland, I hope.
When you
I know
had
a lot about it.
Name all the members of Super. Now, when you, what was like a big breakup that you had? And then there was an album that you just couldn't listen to.
Oh, Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette.
Oh my
that's
gosh.
The
We're
that's
going back
the
to
album.
90s, 95,
oh,
96.
Oh my God. Like that was being a young woman in her 20s. And it nothing had been so, in your face and so like articulating exact rage and it's stuff that you that just yeah that all of that whole album.
So
that
you broke up with someone and then that album dropped and you were like,
yes,
fuck that guy.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
All right, cool. I like that you knew it immediately.
Oh, but that just oh yeah that record just couldn't have come at a better time in my life.
All right, perfect.
Yeah. But and you, it's that song. That's the breakup song.
I had a big breakup in '89, and every album that came out was killing me.
Yeah,
Batman.
Yep, Bat Dance killed me.
Part of man.
Okay, now I'm going to do an album that we've talked. We did a whole show about this band.
Okay,
but side two of Back in Black.
Okay,
it's perfect. It's perfect. It's Back in Black. You Shook Me All Night Long, Have a Drink on Me, Shake a Leg, and Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
It's perfect.
Okay,
it's
so perfect. What song do I have, Kyle?
Have a Drink on Me.
Sure. Absolutely. Get another water, Mike.
Take it for sale. Forget about the chips.
Forget about the check.
Yeah.
We'll get hell to pay.
Yep.
One of my favorite lines best. In a song ever.
You shook me all night long. It can come on the radio any time of the day, and I am loving it.
Absolutely.
I can listen
Absolutely.
To it in my house anytime I want to.
Yeah.
You're in luck.
That's true. And what other song did I pick?
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
Yeah, that's right. Bam, bam, bam.
Happy days of bells are playing on my guitar.
Stop it a second. I don't even know what he's saying there. It sounds like he's saying, Sassa, Bazza, Frazza, Dazza. Play it again.
My guitar.
Yeah, play it again from the beginning. Sassa, Frazza, Bazza. Right, now I'm going to tell you what the lyric is.
Okay, but this can I have one stab at it?
Sure.
Help me, there's a razor blade on my guitar.
That's, you got three words right.
Okay.
On my guitar.
Okay.
It's heavy decibels are playing on my guitar.
No
heavy
way.
Heavy decibels are playing. So let's hear it now.
Okay.
And then it's, we got vibrations coming up from the floor.
Yeah, that's clear.
Okay.
Wait, say it one more time. Heavy, what did you say?
Heavy decibels are playing on my guitar.
Okay.
Heavy decibels are playing on my guitar.
He says like decibels.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's stretching. It's
decibels. Yeah. It sounds like a Satan creature.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Doom.
Is he? Are they really going to record an album with Axl Rose now? He like Angus cleaned house. Is this really going to be a thing?
I don't know. I fear it because it seems like it should work, but I just feel that it's not going
They've
to work.
They just turned that band into the Suicide Squad. Band's just like the Suicide Squad.
Right?
Just There's a bunch of shit.
I'm so glad I got to see them on that Black Ice tour when it was the classic lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw the, what was before that? In the late 90s?
Ball Breaker?
Thunder
the Razor's Edge.
No, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm losing my
stiff
mind.
Stiff upper lip.
Yes,
it's hard to think. I forget what I could not remember today. It was crazy. I couldn't remember something. It was simple.
Stiff upper lip.
What is that stuff you put on your breakfast cereal? What is it? It's a liquid.
It's definitely not orange juice.
Do you find that you're slipping?
And now my son is about to turn 8, and so he remembers stuff. And so I'm like, honey, what's that thing? And he'll be like, you know, and he'll have the answer. And I'm like, yay! Now I know why people have kids.
It's because of the phones and because we can look stuff up, so we don't need to remember it anymore.
Sure.
Sure.
Right? Or I need that Prevagen. Is that what it's called?
My husband, today.
Gary Mann,
had his computer in front of him, mm-hmm. and he... just
Couldn't
is not good with
it.
The computer, but he's like, because he's doing this darling thing. It's my son's birthday and we're having a couple of his buddies over and mm-hmm. he's going to have like a little scavenger hunt. So we wanted to write up all these little things. And he goes, what's the first Harry Potter book? And I go, if only you had somewhere close to you, a thing where you could just type in that question and then an answer would come right back at you in like no time.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I think it's Sorcerer's Stone.
Right, Kyle? You're a big fan.
I'll get that later.
Right? You dressed up as Dobby for Halloween this past year.
It's the worst.
Is there a more annoying character than Dobby?
Oh, please. Thank you. I hate that character.
Dobby,
so
I mean,
bad.
I hate the family, too. Like, I don't want to see the abusers. Like, I don't want to see them either. But Dobby, it's like, drown him.
But when he died, were you sad when he died?
Shove it down your throat. No, I loved
it.
Wait,
when
was
did
great.
He die? Which one did he die
the
in?
The seventh book. Kill him with, like, a knife or something.
An arrow, I thought. I thought he got shot with an arrow.
Bellatrix throws it.
Oh, I love Bellatrix. So sexy.
Oh, is that in the movie that Dobby gets
Yeah, he gets offed.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
But it takes 7 books. He keeps coming back. It's the worst.
He's a house elf.
Yeah, go find another house. Take your sock. You have your freedom. Leave forever.
Well, he's in the house in the sky now.
Good. Being annoying up there in wizard heaven.
All right, another album on my list was one that you. Well, let's do this. Let's do this last listener one first. This is an this is a band that's not on my radar at all, but man, I liked this, and I should be into this band. The listener Steve Howard, he says, "Hi Pat, I inadvertently noted my perfect album side request on your Patreon page as opposed." I shouldn't have read all this.
But you're actually doing really well in the reading, so really. I just want to acknowledge that.
Okay, he said, "Please consider New Order side one of Low Life." I know that's an. Are you a New Order fan?
I'm not a New Order right. fan.
So the first this first song is Love Vigilantes. I like that song a lot.
Yeah.
I like that song
me
a lot.
Me too.
Mike, you a New Order fan?
Yeah, they do a lot of that where they sing along exactly with one of the notes that are playing.
Oh, that's cool. All right. And then the next song is The Perfect Kiss. I got to hear some New Order. Steve, feel free to send me that whole entire album, please. He also says, these are two first-rate songs from it. I look forward to seeing the podcast in person sometime in the future, just like Mike is doing tonight. Thanks for all you do. Steve from Napa. So maybe he'll bring you a nice bottle of wine, Christy. Oh.
Or some auto parts.
That's true. What if he works at Napa?
Yeah, he lives
You're
there.
Right. Okay, before we promote everything and talk about what we're doing and give our Twitter handles and all that, I have one more album. But before we do that, I have a little copy that I have to read, Christy.
Okay.
You notice that we have headphones here now.
Yeah,
the ones
nice.
We're wearing. You never have to bring. Well, let me tell you something. This episode of the Rock Solid Podcast was brought to you by Bose, the engineers behind some of the world's best audio products, including the Bose Quiet Comfort 35 noise-canceling headphones, which is what we're wearing right now.
That's terrific.
Let me ask you a question. Did you know that Bose literally invented the technology of noise-canceling almost 40 years ago? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's true.
In Scotland.
Everything happens there. Everything's from there.
Do you know why they invented this technology? Because they believe that by blocking out unwanted sounds and distractions, you can get immersed in what you truly love. The Elton Johns and the New Orders and the Tapestry. Now, I want to tell you, all unwanted talent at the Rock Solid Podcast, use the Bose Quiet Comfort 35 headphones during our recording because we want to hear what you're going to hear. Bose, get closer. All right. So, Christy.
Well done.
Thank you. It's okay. It was fine.
I was wondering if because I thought it was different, but I just didn't register. And usually there's some kind of problem, and now there's just no problem at all.
We're all cool. We're all cool. Yeah. All right. Mike got the crappy headphones.
They're still Bose, though.
They're not crappy.
Camp.
Well, okay. See, we have a fourth pair of these, but I took them home because they're Bluetooth.
Oh, nice.
So I took them home.
So you wear them in the car.
I tell you, wear them to you so I don't have to hear the wife and kids.
You don't have to hear the horns honking at you.
So I just took a pair home to fool around with, and I didn't bring them back to the studio.
All right.
All right. So the other album, the other album I picked. Do you have any projects you want to talk about? What are you working on? Something?
Lots of balls in the air.
All right. We look forward to seeing those projects.
Thank you.
The last album I picked is one that you said right at the top of the show, you said, I wasn't going to bring that.
Damn the Torpedoes.
I can't not bring it. I can't not bring it because this album.
It's amazing.
This is the album. I mean, when I saw this album cover of Tom Petty, and I was like, it just did. It still does something to me. It's something, this skinny, like he's punky. Yep. He looks like a punk rocker, but it's not, he's not punk rock.
Nope.
But the album's kind of punky in a way. Not. But yeah, side one has Refugee, Here Comes My Girl, Even the Losers, Shadow of a Doubt, and Century City. Like this, yeah. I found this album on my own. I felt like this was my album. I found this. And this album still takes me right back to being a ninth grader. Mm. It really does. So Kyle, what's the first song I want to hear?
Here Comes My Girl.
Oh, this is my tune. This is my thing.
Sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless.
You live in a small town, that's how you feel.
I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus.
Love how he sings those lines, how his voice sounds.
But when she puts her arms around,
tell the whole wide world to shove it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to say fuck off or fuck you. Just shove it. You know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Now, are there any female artists that can sing? Like I can relate to that as a guy because a guy's singing. He's Here Comes My Girl. Are there any female artists that you can, that sing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That sings a song like this with the same sentiment about their guy. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Well, I mean, Chrissy Hynde can do a pretty good job.
You did it. You got it.
I mean...
Yeah, you got it.
And it's funny, I almost picked a Pat Benatar record.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was like, again, something that just like, it wasn't right.
I looked through the Pat Benatar stuff too, and it's like...
I almost did Precious Time.
Oh, that's my favorite Pat Benatar album.
But... Yeah.
There's a cover, I think. What's the cover on there? There's a cover on there. Maybe that's why you didn't do it. It's not Tough Life, but it's... You looking it up, Kyle?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd go, nope.
Not at all. No, it's...
Packing Up My Bag.
Just Like Me. Paul Revere and the Raiders cover. Yeah. And then on the other side, there's Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
But those are still good covers.
They're good. Yeah. They're not Wuthering Heights from Crimes of Passion. That is mwah.
And that's a Kate Bush song?
Yes.
Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
George Bush. Am I saying
Kate Bush.
Okay.
Kat Bush.
Where are you on Twitter?
At Christy S. Mann.
By the way, that reminds me. I tweeted out. I said, guess what? At Christy S. Mann is here, and we are recording right now. Let's see if I got any response. Okay. Simon Fathers said, great. Been too long, Christy.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
His name is also not Simon Feathers, as we...
Yeah, that's another thing. On the request episode, we called him Simon Feathers
It was typed on the thing. It said Simon Feathers.
I typed in Feathers, so I can't type
it. So we were like, Simon Feathers, what's he? Is he like a chicken? Like for like... 2 minutes.
Yep.
But his name is not Feathers?
No, it's Fathers.
Matthew Berkey says, hi, Christy.
Oh.
Let me see if we got anything else. Someone said, what's the topic? May we assist? No, you cannot. And then someone said, well, stop wasting time and get to the music. And then just a whole gaggle of people just liked that tweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Someone said, go to hell, Christy. No, that's not true. I made that one up. All right.
It was from Christy.
It was from, what if it was from Mike? Mike, was this fun just sitting in? Okay, cool. Awesome. Kyle, you're at Kyle Dotson Funny.
Sure.
We're at Rock Solid Show. I'm at Pat_Francis. We do have a Patreon page. That is patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Go over there and you can sit in like Mike did. You can win prizes and you get $10 tier. You get bonus video content every week. I'm uploading some videos, making a video, uploading videos. So thank you, Christy. It's been too long. The next time I see you, probably be at Elliot Easton's house.
Right. We've got to have our dinner.
No.
Oh, when we interview him.
We're going to record with him. We're going to do a track by track of Candy O. Ugh. Rhino Records just sent me.
Yes, yes, yes.
They just sent me 2 vinyl copies and 4 CD copies that we will get Elliot to sign, and you guys will be able to win them if you're a $2 tier Patreon member. But did you pick up the reissues of?
I haven't yet. I've been so inundated, but it's on my list of things to do.
There's Amazon, you know. They come right to your house.
I know.
You got Prime?
I know.
2 days.
I do. I'm Prime.
Come 2 days.
Okay.
Kyle, what else? Anything else?
I don't think so.
That's it. Okay. Let's play out with one more song from Damn the Torpedoes. What song did I pick? Tell me, because I forget.
Shadow of a Doubt. Let's. Complex Kid.
Oh, that's in parentheses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Kyle. Crank this up.